So here at the Pouring Beans Media Empire, we obviously run a website and a publishing house as well as just a podcast. We have turned out many books, some of them actually in hardback with ISBN numbers, and we run an extraordinarily successful website. It's come to my attention that the website has a slogan. I don't know if you remember this. A long time ago, we considered slogans like taller than 14 owls on a ladder and twice as elegant. We appear to have settled on and agreed on back in 2014, Pouring Beans, the Thinking Man's Casserole.
Have we ever employed that?
I don't believe so. It's just there in a comment, but that is where the discussion reached, and that is where I think agreement landed. What we don't have is a slogan for the podcast. So maybe what we need to do is have a little bit of a marketing meeting and brainstorm something that will sell this to the masses. Because despite our best efforts and all the solid gold podcast material we have turned out over the last couple of years, our listenership is still not quite as widespread as we would like.
You mean it's us three?
Yeah, what we'd like is to push into the millions in terms of downloads. And right now, we're struggling to push into the fives. Or the sixes.
Yeah.
Double figures.
Yeah.
Lofty heights.
Mm. I mean, we've only recently, and I say recently, I mean, when we've reached our 25th or so episode, decided to name the podcast.
Yes. Yeah, so in some ways, we're a bit slow off the mark with things like this.
Yeah. I mean, I think the first podcast was about trying to name the podcast, and after that, we just gave up.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
so it only recently became a breath of fresh beans.
I will add, in terms of our branding strategy, we are so slack on branding this podcast that I think that is the first time the name of the podcast has ever been said in the podcast.
That is quite possible, yeah. Yeah. And most of the titles, we abbreviate it as ABOFB.
Yes.
Which no one will know what that means because we've never actually said.
We've never said it.
Fresh beans.
And it doesn't appear anywhere.
We've got so much content that we don't have time to say the name of it.
That's an early slogan idea.
Yeah.
Too much content for preparation.
Yes. A breath of fresh beans. With you always. How about that? There you go.
That makes me want to be sick a little bit in my mouth.
Exactly. And if you were sick a little bit in your mouth, you'd remember it.
Mm.
I'm not sure I'd listen to it again, though.
That would be like a little souvenir of the podcast.
But it'd be kind of like the sort of thing that where if you went into a restaurant and they force-fed you a starter that you didn't like, you'd remember it. You probably wouldn't go back to it.
So are you for it or against it?
I'm not. I'm on the fence.
Okay.
I'll go with the majority decision on that one.
Fine. A breath of fresh beans. Watch out, tiger. How about that?
Grr.
Yes.
No, because it's a bit too partridge, that.
Okay.
And I'm not for that. Should we have something that vaguely relates to anything we've done or said?
No.
Maybe.
No, like I don't know. A breath of fresh beans. We probably stole it from work.
A breath of fresh beans. Hot topics from hot mouths. That started off well, but it didn't really.
I thought you were going to say hot men, and I got a bit worried.
Yeah, no. Never describe us as hot men.
I would have been equally pleased if we'd named the podcast Young Billionaires, which was another one in the running, and I like how completely it fails to describe us.
Is that not also a band already?
Young Billionaires.
It sounds like one.
I don't know, find out.
Maybe you should start a band called Young Billionaires.
I thought that maybe I've just absorbed that much more deeply than I.
What if the slogan is "Wise Words from Young Billionaires"?
Beautiful.
It's not.
No.
No.
A, breath of fresh beans, discussing the topics that no one else can be bothered about.
What about a breath of fresh beans, a blast of hot chat?
I like that. That's got good words. A blast. It's got to be a blast of something.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going back to the original post where Chris suggested we actually needed to name the podcast.
Yeah.
And I mean, his business name generator was where he went first, and he came up with Beans Millennium, Beans Battleborn, Beans Genix, Beans Pros Only. I like that one. That could Pros be a slogan. Only. And Beansk. And then you went on another one called Copywriting yep. Course, which generated some others, which is where we got horsing around with the beans, the Beans Taco, True Pouring Stories. I quite like that one.
True Breath of Fresh Beans, True Pouring Stories. Which they are in the main.
Then the next suggestion was Real Time with Beans. Then a breath of fresh pouring, which we all know where that went. Generation Beans, the pouring dream, and the beans perspective. The beans perspective.
The beans perspective.
The bean dream. Beans perspective. Ow.
I mean, calling it True Pouring Stories would be a stretch, given that most of what we say is utter tosh, but...
But it's utter tosh that's generally founded in...
reality.
No, no. I can't finish that sentence.
I mean, you went on to find another website called Worth Start, which had some other funny podcast names, which were True Story Bro, Young Billionaire, Very Blue Beauty, D'Artagnan, Defiant Princess, and Deluxe Dream.
What about Living the Deluxe Dream? There you go. There's a slogan.
Mm. Are you planning for us to start podcasts with this slogan?
I don't know. It should definitely be on all our merch.
Yeah. It took us 25 episodes to have a name, and I think it's been roughly about 8 episodes since I asked you to come up with a jingle to put in between bits of the thing, and we've never done that either. So if you're thinking we're going to have like idents and a flashy start to the podcast, I'm thinking it's probably going to be about series 5 before we do that.
Right, I see.
I think we should go in hard and very aggressive with something like a breath of fresh beans, suck down our chat.
Ooh, what about a breath of fresh beans misting up the mirror of chat? breath of beans misting up the mirror, you see.
I quite like the ooh noise that you made. I think that's a contender.
Ooh!
Ooh!
Welcome to a breath of fresh beans. Ooh!
Where do we start?
Right, Ian, get a question ready. We're going to do a mock start to a podcast. Okay.
All right.
Chris, you do the first bit.
All right. I'm going to do a little bit of music leading in as well.
Okay.
Do, bow. Hey, welcome to A Breath of Fresh Beans.
Ooh. Oh, do we all do it? Sorry, or is it just Kev?
It's just me. You had to have a question ready.
Oh, I ruined it. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that worked.
What about the slogan, Ian ruined it? How about that?
It's very apt.
What about we'll do it, we'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post. Three tigers on the hunt for goss.
We need three. We are three.
What about a breath of fresh beans, 10 golden minutes?
Ooh.
Ooh,
that's good.
Yeah, do you want to try that one? Should we give that one a go?
Okay.
Welcome to a breath of fresh beans.
10 golden minutes.
So, if you were a tiger, would you be an aggressive one, or would you be one of the nice ones?
That came round for tea.
Yeah.
And drinks all the water out of the tap.
Yeah. That is an achievement, isn't it?
It is.
Because Sophie can't have her bath. Fucking
thirsty tiger.
Because he drank all the fucking water in the tap.
Sucked it all out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd be the second one. Like, but as a cover for the first. So I'd come round and I'd sit at your dining room table and I'd eat your cakes and drink all your tea, maybe have all of daddy's beer.
Yeah.
And then I'll bite your face off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Because I mean, if you do the whole face bitey thing first, I mean, you could wash it down with all daddy's beer, but all that viscera everywhere is going to put you off, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well,
it depends. If you just got a bloodlust, you could go in there, murder them all, then eat all their food, then eat their bodies, and then, I don't know, do a shit in their bath. I mean, what do you care? Wild animal.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I'd do that one. Because Kev's plan is good and it's very cunning, but he doesn't at any stage have a shit in the bath.
No, I had overlooked a very important stage of having a shit in the bath.
Which I don't think appeared in the children's book. Because I don't think Judith Kerr knew quite how to mention it. But I personally, I think it's vital to the whole experience.
Yes. If you're gonna have the chance of being a predator, one of the best predators, then of course you're gonna murder anything that you can get your hands on.
Yeah. What would you do though if you ran into, say, the lion who popped around for a bag of crisps?
Was that a follow-up book that I missed?
It may have been. But I mean if we're gonna we've obviously run with the pretense that a tiger could come round, knock on your door and say, excuse me, I'm very hungry, I'd like to come in for some tea. Sure. Then there's also other zoo animals that are up to this sham.
Hmm.
So if you happen to knock on a door and instead of it being little Timmy that opens and you can say, can I come in and eat your crisps? It's a tiger that got there before you.
Right.
I see.
In that scenario, how does it play out?
Well, I would deck the lion, steal his crisps, and then probably eat his face because he wasn't expecting that. He's expecting little Timmy, and then I'm there. I can see him through the little peepee hole.
You're prepared.
I am prepared.
And you're going to tiger the shit out of him.
I am going to tiger the fuck out of his face.
Have a shit in the bath.
Yeah. Please. Then there's the panda who popped around for a cup of sugar.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't stand a chance, does he, against the tiger?
What about the hippopotamus who popped in for breakfast?
I mean, he's got a bite on him.
Strongest bite of any mammal.
I heard that.
But they've got to get that round a tiger before the tiger rips its eyes out. That's the problem.
Yes. Yeah. The tiger wins.
Time, so the tiger's still feeling a bit sleepy and is maybe not on top of its game. That's how the hippo gets a jump on you, because hippos are early risers.
They are, and they're known for their ability to sneak up on you as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're very stealthy, hippos.
Yes, very little delicate.
Plippos. Yeah. Blurple plippos.
I think that was quite possibly one of the best segments of podcast we've ever done.
It was a stupid throwaway question. Maybe it'll make it into a best of if I ever get you a jingle.
Well, what a blast.